We are Radio Glenmorgan.
We've got a special guest in with us today. It's Hugo, and he's from the Alzheimer's Society. He's here to tell us a little about, in the first instance, what the charity does, so that I think a lot of people are familiar with the Alzheimer's Society and the fact that people are getting older and more people suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia, and there's a greater need for the charity, really. So, hello, Hugh, and thanks for coming into the show. Well, if you could perhaps tell us a few things about the charity and what you do.
Of course, yeah. Good morning. Thank you for having me, firstly.
No problem.
Alzheimer's Society Cymru, as you say, is, well, we're the UK's leading dementia charity. We provide everything from advice and support for people living with dementia, their families, carers and friends, right the way through to providing advice, information and statistics to the Welsh Government to help advise and correct sometimes their policy decisions on dementia and social care.
Oh, right, yeah. I've got a little bit of experience with that myself because my parents were both sufferers. My dad still is, and when he was living at home, he used to go to a centre and run by the Alzheimer's Society, sort of a respite thing, so he could go in there. This was up in Penny Lan in Cardiff, locally.
Oldwell
Court. Yeah,
it's one of our services. We still run in Cardiff. Oldwell Court is still going.
Because I know there was a bit of a problem a little while ago with funding. Because I remember going to a meeting in the Central Library to discuss that and to sort of lobby the Assembly to get more funding. So is that a common problem? I mean, and how many of those centres do you run around here?
Funding is a huge problem for social care. As you're probably well aware, the average cost of paying for somebody's care when they're living with dementia is £100,000, which is £100,000 too much, as far as we're concerned. Mm. We're all too aware of stories of people having to sell their homes to pay for care. There's the big piece the Daily Mail newspaper are running at the moment with Barbara Windsor that's looking into this. And it's the cost of care is just too much, so funding is a problem. Oldwell Court is still going strong, thankfully.
That's good.
Residents there all seem very. I was up there the other day. They all seem very good, very happy, and our staff are doing a great job of running the place.
I was very impressed with them. I mean, it's a great facility, and it's a great advert for Alzheimer's. I mean, there was my father had an experience actually. He loved snooker, and they used to play snooker up there with him. And one day, somebody came in, a lady, and she was playing a bit of snooker with him, and he was saying, "Oh, I had to show her what to do. I had to show her how to get down and play the ball," because he thought he was coaching her. Turned out it was Ruth Jones from Gavin and Stacey, you know, and because she's a something of an ambassador for Alzheimer's, because I think her family, the people in there suffer from it, and of course Barbara Windsor, as you mentioned, great. It's tragic, but because she has got Alzheimer's, isn't she? But she is a great ambassador, and she's bringing it to the public's attention more, which I suppose is something that you need and applaud, really, that people do bring what the charity does to prominence.
Absolutely, yeah. Celebrity ambassadors like Barbara Windsor, Ruth Jones in Wales. We've also got Rod Gilbert and Robbie Savage, the ex-Wales international footballer. They all help massively to promote what we do, the services we offer, and of course to raise a little bit of money for the society, because we can't do anything without donations from the public.
Well, I was going to say that, you know, anything that the public can do must be, you know, of great value to you. So if there's any listeners who want to, you know, want to donate, or if there's anything they can do to sort of just help out with the day-to-day running of the charity, I suppose volunteers, like this place, like Radio Glenmorgan, it runs on the goodwill of volunteers, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. We run a series of events called Memory Walk that some of your listeners may be aware of, and we've actually got our Cardiff one coming up in October. We're always looking for volunteers to get involved in that, or we're still looking for people to actually come and walk with us in Bute Park and raise a bit of money. So if there's people looking to do something to help us out, Memory Walk would be a great place to start.
All right, when is that?
So that's the first weekend in October. So it's coming up very soon, actually.
Oh, right.
It's this weekend.
This weekend.
Yeah, that's caught me off guard a bit. There's still time to register and get involved. They're yearly events, so if you can't make this one, we run them every year.
That's in
Butte Park.
Oh, right. Okay. And what time does that start?
It's a morning start. We try and encourage people to get there early because we put up, we have stalls come along and we do some fun warm-ups. So in the past, we've had people doing Zumba-style warm-ups. So we do things like that, and then people go off for the walk.
Oh, fine. And you're just going to tell us about an event the Alzheimer's Society Cymru have got coming up on, I think it's the 21st of October, isn't it?
That's right, yes. I'll give you a bit of the background first, just so your listeners know exactly why we're coming in. We've been asked by a group in the Welsh Assembly to undertake an inquiry into hospital care for people living with dementia.
Oh, right.
As part of that, we've got an online survey, and I can give you links to that later on, if you like, so people who maybe can't come on the 21st can respond if they've got anything they'd like to tell us. As part of that, we're coming out to various hospitals right across Wales. I was in Aberystwyth on Monday to do one of the events. And we are in the main concourse here at the Heath on Monday the 21st of October from 8.30 to about 4.30 or 5, depending on how many of you come and see us, of course. The aim of that is to collect some information about if you've got any experience of hospital care for a loved one, family member, friend, neighbour, just a little bit of information about how you think their care and treatment was, and to collect some information then about how you think care and treatment for people living with dementia in hospitals can be improved. That information is then going to form a report that we are going to take to the Welsh Government and ask them to action to improve dementia care in hospitals.
Oh, great. Well, that sounds very positive, and hopefully a lot of our listeners will turn up. So that's Monday the 21st of October. You're here in University Hospital of Wales in the concourse, and that's between 8.30 and 5 o'clock. Great.
Yep.
And also, of course, not to forget the memory walk, and that's this weekend at Butte Park.
Yes, that's the 5th of October in Butte Park.
Great.
We've got a short walk, which is a couple of kilometres, and a memory walk plus, which is 15 kilometres for those of you who fancy a bit more of a challenge.
Ah, right. So if anybody comes along with small children, for example, they can go on the short one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. That's a good idea.
The short walk also allows dogs, but the longer walk doesn't, just because of stewarding issues and things like that on the route. If people do want to get involved, they can go to alzheimerssociety.org.uk or Google memory walk. And information will be available on the website there.
Oh, fine. So, if any listeners fancy either of those things, if they want to just log on to the website and they can find out plenty more information. And just you can go on to the General Alzheimer's Society website and lots of news on there.
Yeah.
That's smashing. Great. Oh, well, that's great. Well, thanks very much for coming in then, Hugh, and telling us all about that. So, great. Thank you very much.
Lovely. Thank you very much for having me.
That's no problem at all.
Radio Glamorgan.